But if you really want to enjoy some of the beauty of Chicago, our Best of the Midwest series today takes us to the northwest corner of Illinois, the Black Hawk Waterways. Diane Bozeman is the executive director of the Black Hawk Waterways Convention and Visitors Bureau. Let's talk a little bit about that part of the state. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you.
So what towns are we talking about when we talk about Black Hawk?
All right. The Black Hawk Waterways region covers four counties in northwestern Illinois. We cover Carroll, Lee, Ogle, and Whiteside counties. So it's about 2,700 miles in circumference, and we go all the way over to the Mississippi River.
So Galena is in that neighborhood then, right?
No, actually, Galena is directly above us.
Oh.
And kind of over in that area. So if you're in Galena and want to come down Route 84, it's about a half an hour to Savannah.
I see. So you're not the very corner. You don't border Minnesota, for instance, or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Right. That's right.
Got it. Okay, well, good. So now we know whereabouts you are, which would make it, depending on where you're listening to us right now, maybe a two-hour drive from Chicagoland. Is that about right?
Yes, that's right. We say that we're an easy 2 to 3 hour drive to come out to the Chicagoland region. We have the Mississippi River along our western border, but we also have the Rock River that runs north and south, and also the Hennepin Canal.
So I guess that's why it's the Black Hawk Waterways, huh?
Correct. That's right.
And then what do we see when we go out there? I presume it's kind of rolling country. I mean, I've been through that area before. I don't know that I've spent a lot of time there, but I remember it being rocky, rolling, more foliage maybe than I would see around Chicago.
Well, it absolutely is. You know, when people talk about the rolling hills of northwestern Illinois, they're really describing our region. And right now, the leaves are gorgeous. They really are. Everything is looking very, very pretty. You know, the Illinois Office of Tourism has a new advertising campaign that, you know, you're in the middle of everything. And we feel our region really encompasses that idea.
So what are some of the historic sites? Tell me a little bit about the history or some of the places of note there.
Well, we have a lot of historic sites. The Ronald Reagan birthplace is in Tampico down in Whiteside County. The Reagan Boyhood Home and Visitor Center is in Dixon, Illinois. We also have the John Deere Historic Site. That's in Grandy Tour, where John Deere invented the plow. We also have the Black Hawk statue. It stands 125 feet above the Rock River in Oregon. It was sculpted by Laredo Taft and is thought to be the second largest concrete monolith statue in the world. We also have the Battleground Memorial Park in Stillman Valley.
What's the battle?
Okay, that's where 12 soldiers were buried after being killed in the first battle of the Black Hawk War, which was the only war fought on Illinois soil.
Hmm. The boy, isn't it funny sometimes how little we know about our history when it's that close? You're catching me up on things I think I need to know more about. I knew you for the leaves, but not all that history. What about eating and dining and drinking? Tell me a little bit about what I'm going to consume out your way.
Well, you're going to find all kinds of things out in our area. Obviously, our four counties, we're mainly smaller communities, but we also have Dixon, Illinois, Rochelle, Savannah, Rock Falls, Oregon, a lot of beautiful communities with a lot of really fun, different places to eat. We offer a wide variety of, you know, mom and pop type restaurants, but also some very unique other ones as well. And there's all kinds of different things that you're going to see when you come out to our area. We are mainly what we call a leisure tourism destination. We love people that love outdoor activities because we have six state parks within our four counties, plus eight state wildlife areas or state forests.
Is there a drive you recommend through the forest or along the river?
Well, we have all kinds of beautiful things along the Mississippi River. That would be Route 84 that runs north and south, but you can also get on the Lincoln Highway, which is Route 38 that goes all the way through. You can come out via I-88 or I-90, but we also tell people that if you're in downtown Chicago, you can just get on North Avenue and head straight west because it turns into Route 64 as you come out to our region.
I see. And then I wonder how I would best do it. Would I say, okay, we're going to get out there at 9 in the morning and just drive along one of the riverways, or should I target a town? I mean, how would you recommend I plan a weekend out there?
You know, I would say find lodging, check out our website, visit northwestillinois.com, go to the lodging section and kind of decide what you want to look for. We offer a wide variety of lodging options that range from hotels and motels to really nice cabins to great campsites and a wide variety of vacation rentals too. So you decide where you want to stay, and then you can go, because the good thing is that when you get out to our area, 20 miles is 20 minutes. You know, we don't have traffic. Yeah. It's an easy way to get around. So you can do a lot just in one day. But of course, we want you to come and spend 2 or 3 days out in our area, and then you can see all kinds of things.
Diane Bozeman is the executive director of the Blackhawk Waterways Convention and Visitors Bureau. The website is visitnorthwestillinois.com. That's where they are, visitnorthwestillinois.com. This is one of the few conversations we've had on our Best of the Midwest series that has gone this long without talking about a local beer, wine, or whiskey. Do you guys have anything in along those lines?
Actually, we do. We have three beer distilleries, and then a regular distillery, the Kenny Farms Distilling in Rochelle, Illinois, where they do wonderful gin and whiskeys and things like that. So you can come out there and spend all kinds of time in that. Plus, they give wonderful tours as well.
Christine in Bucktown says, how are your accommodations for RVing in the area? You got good hookups
out
there?
We have, actually. Yeah, oh, sure. Across our four-county region, we have 27 different campgrounds that offer everything from primitive campsites to full pull-in sites with water and sewer hookups. And then we also have cabins that are available as well that have all the amenities that you would want in a hotel room, except they're situated in beautiful, secluded, wooded areas or in state parks.
I might want to do a lodge. You got something like that, Diane?
Well, we do. We have under vacation rental options, there is one log lodge house that's on 200 acres of wooded property. It is like, it's something that you could do for a family vacation or a getaway with your company. They have 8 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, 3 levels of living space, 2 miles of walking trails. They have an indoor pool and spa. So, you know, you can do something big like that, or you can also find other smaller things.
If I were going to target a bike trail, where would I go?
All right. The Great River Bike Trail runs north and south along the Mississippi River. It starts in Savannah, and if you head south, it's 62 miles of paved biking all the way down to the Quad Cities.
Hmm. And then is that, do you overlook the river or woods or farmland? What's that like?
All of the above. You will get all of it because it goes through different wooded areas, but then it's also out in the open. You see everything from cornfields to soybean fields to sand prairie areas as well.
I might want to, I know you don't have big towns. It's Northwest Illinois. It's the Blackhawk Waterways. But if I did want some of the comforts that come with just being around, you know, a town of some size, so that maybe I'll pop into the restaurant or whatever, what do I look for then, Diane?
You know, you would look for probably one of our smaller towns that has, you know, 2 or 3 different restaurants, a couple cute shops, you know, something that has a nice variety of things to do. Plus, it also offers hiking and biking trails. If you're into any kind of water sports, obviously, because we have the Mississippi and the Rock Rivers and the Hennepin Canal, anybody that likes to do kayaking and canoeing, all of those are available as well.
You're still doing that? It's getting kind of chilly now. I wonder if they're still up and running the boats.
Yes, they are as of right now. I have a feeling in the next week or so that's probably going to end.
Okay, I'll let you go, Diane. Any last things we need? Is there anything on the calendar maybe that we should be looking forward to?
You know, all of our communities offer really fun things to do in the fall area. So, you know, come out, check our calendar of events because it lists everything with the direct connections to the individual websites.
Just 2, maybe 3 hours, depending on where you're listening to us, to the Blackhawk Waterways, and the website that you can find out what to do and how to do it is visitnorthwestillinois.com, visitnorthwestillinois.com. Diane Bozeman is the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau there, and she does it well. Diane, it's nice to talk to you today.
Thank you. It has been my pleasure.
Mine too.